Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718 if you have any questions or want to know the schedule of classes or have a private. Or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for all of that information and more. So this morning, I am going to talk a little bit about moving meditation, or what's also known as mindful movement. And there's a great magazine that came out, I would say at least a year and a half ago, and it's called Mindful, Taking Time for What Matters. And they have a really good website as well called mindful.org that's well worth going on if you don't want to get the magazine, but you can pick it up in your local grocery store or newsstand. And it's right now it's coming out quarterly, but mindful.org has a monthly magazine and lots of archives of articles and different styles of meditation. And really the background of mindful comes from a style of meditation called mindfulness-based stress reduction, more commonly known as MBSR. And this magazine is full of treasures. But today, this article that I was reading, it's called Get Up and Move. And it's this whole idea behind mindful movement, or what I have always called moving meditation. And it got me to thinking about how difficult it can be to just sit there and meditate, even though we're not really doing anything, that everything can come up to bug us. Our minds, the noises, the temperature, our bodies, everything will conspire to pull our attention away from doing nothing. It's pretty funny. You know, I taught yoga for many, many years, and I did my first teacher's training with a man named Eric Schiffman. Eric was a master of moving meditation and really taught me that yoga was just an extension of our meditation practice. And historically, the yoga poses were born from this state of sitting meditation where the body would become uncomfortable, and for a long stretch, you would need some way to express this energy building up and creating so much tension or pain. So these poses, these asanas in yoga, were born out of a sitting meditation practice where you could get up and stand in this position or that position, or extend your arms or balance and start to play with the balance of the body while the mind stayed focused on the movements and the breath kind of connected the two and allowed yourself a deeper sense of your meditation practice, a deeper sense of peace and balance in both the body and the mind. So, you know, I always approached my yoga practice that way. And when I taught yoga, I very much taught it as moving meditation. And then, as I've told you before, I became very ill many years ago and I couldn't practice or teach yoga at all. But I had a pretty well-honed meditation practice. And I could literally imagine the movement even if I couldn't do it. So I was doing my yoga practice in my mind for quite a long time and developing what Dr. Richard Davidson has coined as neuroplasticity, really increasing the flexibility of my brain so I could use my brain to do more than just react to whatever was going on in my environment. And this is really what's called the mind-body connection. It's very powerful. Have you ever noticed when you're feeling depressed or sad and your body feels so heavy and tired? Or when you're excited and you're happy and you feel so energized, like you could literally jump for joy? Movement in a mindful way brings our body and our mind together for a meditation that really can give us a deep sense of peace and balance, both inside and out. I've often heard from so many people that the reason they don't meditate is because they can't sit still. So next time that you're going out for a walk or a run or a bike ride or playing tennis or whatever your movement of choice is, you can give yourself the opportunity to meditate while you do it. by becoming more mindful, by slowing down and really experiencing every nuance of what you're doing, and then see how your mind feels. So today, I'm going to share with you the instructions for walking meditation from the August issue of Mindful and the article, Get Up and Move. All right. So Get Up and Move is part three of a six-part series on getting started with movement and mindfulness. From walking around in a circle in a meditation hall to going for a walk in the park to running or yoga or tai chi, mindful movement gets us out of our heads and into our bodies and the world around us. One of the greatest challenges in daily life is moving from point A to point B and remaining aware of where you are. Simple, right? But honestly, how often do you find yourself a little bit lost in the middle of rushing around? Mindful movement practices, ranging from walking, meditation, running, yoga, qigong, martial arts, can all provide a good bridge between still, seated meditation and the hectic activity of daily life. Sitting meditation can tend to draw us inward. Getting up and moving while still maintaining a meditative attention can turn our focus more outward. It can remind us that mindfulness is not something that simply happens in a little space around our chair and all from the neck up. Moving while meditating helps us develop awareness throughout our body, which is why, for example, in mindfulness-based stress reduction, they include walking meditation and a series of simple yoga postures as a vital part of their program. Maintaining even a little awareness as we move through the world can enrich our daily experience and anchor us during emotional storms. Steady practice enables us to manage increased intensity, a difficult conversation, a crisis, a challenging campaign, much more skillfully. Instead of responding to highly charged situations by tensing up our body, we can learn to handle emotional situations with more ease and grace. Generations of yoga and martial arts practitioners attest to the value of gaining more mastery of how energy moves through our body. And in these practices, we begin with walking. It's the first move from still meditation to meditation in action. So now I'm going to read to you the instructions for taking a walk, basic walking practice, and they have a few variations on it. And for now, what I really want you to do is just sit back, close your eyes, connect with your breath, listen to your body, and listen to what I'm saying. And then maybe you can download the podcast of this show and put it on your telephone or something and put on some headphones and take a walk and try this meditation. But for now, just relax and listen to the instructions. This is from the magazine Mindful, Taking Time for What Matters. Take a walk. The most basic form of mindful movement, walking meditation, is a well-established form for bringing attention into action. Walking is one of our greatest gifts, and when early in life we start using our legs to get around, it's really cause for celebration. The very fact that walking, or whatever form of ambulation you use to get around, is so central to our lives, makes it a ready focused for mindful meditation. Here's a set of instructions for this classic form of walking meditation. Stand up straight with your back upright, but not stiff, and feel your feet touch the ground, and let your weight distribute evenly over your feet. Curl the thumb of your left hand in and wrap your fingers around it, and then place it just above your belly button, and then wrap your right hand around it and just rest your right thumb on the top. This helps create balance for you, and it keeps your swinging arms from being a distraction. So your arms are kind of tucked in around your body. And now drop your gaze slightly, which will help you maintain focus and not have you looking around at all the distractions. And begin by stepping out with your left foot. Feel it swing. Feel the heel hit the ground. Then the ball of the foot. Then the toes. And as you begin to transfer your weight, you feel the same with the right foot. Feel it swing. Feel the heel hit the ground. Then the ball. And then the toes. Just walk at a steady pace, slightly slower than you would do in daily life. And whenever your attention wanders, you bring it back to the sensations of your feet touching the ground. One of the variations is to move very slowly. And in this more closely focused variation on the practice of simple walking meditation, this is like a cat stalking its prey. Continue to maintain a steady gaze. Inhale. Shift your weight to the left foot. Notice all the parts of the foot as they make contact with the ground. Exhale, slowly advance the right foot, only one half step. Heel, toes, gripping the floor, and continuing. This one really is going to train us to be patient and notice how much we have this urgency to move on a little faster. Meditation that they have for walking is called urban walking meditation. So meditation that's right in the middle of your world, a normal pace, letting your arms swing naturally, following a set path to keep focus somewhere that you've been before probably is a good idea, so you can limit your interaction with your environment. Open your senses and really let in sights, sounds, sensations, all the while connecting with each movement of the legs, the feet, the arms, and the hands. And it's kind of fun to notice how other people are responding to you, how they look at you, just staying present and not engaging. You can do this also as a nature walk by taking in the environment and nature. Maybe you have a place where you like to go for a hike near you, some good trails, or a beach walk. And really noticing how the earth feels under your feet, the contour of the ground, the way the muscles have to flex and change with the terrain. The temperature, the sights and sounds, and the smells in nature. Really breathing it in and letting yourself be fully present. And then the final one out of Mindful's article on walking meditation is aimless wandering. And it says to find a field or a meadow, preferably not too populated. So it wouldn't be the beach in Laguna Beach in the summertime. You want to go somewhere that's kind of quiet. And begin to walk without a fixed destination. You can even stop from time to time to take in something that catches your eye or ears or nose or skin. And really check your thinking. And this is at the root of all of our meditation, is are we present to the senses, sounds, smells, tastes, and feeling of being in our environment, walking, or are we busy thinking about it or thinking about something else? And each time we practice, we get a little bit better at being present. And one of the things I want to suggest for you is that if you play sports, like tennis is a great example, and volleyball, I was telling my son about this, he's a volleyball player, is that it actually originally came from Galway's book, The Inner Game of Tennis, which is a very old book. And we label what's happening while we're playing the sport. So let's say you're playing tennis. When the ball bounces, you label it bounce. When you hit the ball, you label it hit. When the other person hits it, you label it hit. And it really allows you to be very, very hyper-focused and present, but in a relaxed enough way that you can react because you're very connected to what's happening and really in the flow. So you can try that playing volleyball or basketball or tennis, something that's really active. A way of using that as moving meditation is to label what's happening in the moment and not allow your mind to get distracted and wander away. So we're going to sit together now briefly, just breathing, just being, really noticing how you feel. And if you want to get up and walk around the room that you're in while we do this, then you're welcome to work on your walking meditation as well. So just begin with your three deep breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Good. Two more times. It's always the way we're going to start. Slowing our nervous system down and our attention and awareness becoming more refined, more focused. One more deep breath. Blowing everything out. Good. And if you're standing, you're going to draw your hands into your belly, nice and easy, tucking your elbows in. You can also have your hands together resting in your lap if you're sitting. And follow the sensations with your mind. The temperature, the weight of your body, particularly your feet and legs. Letting your gaze be soft and open eye so you can see everything going on. We're really practicing mindfulness. How do we just allow ourselves to be with this experience now? I'm going to let the music play, let you just hang out in your experience. And if you want to walk around the room and experiment with what it feels like to feel each part of each foot as it touches the ground, as the weight shifts from one foot to the other. Thank you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only KX93.5 FM. And today we're working on walking meditation, or mindfulness meditation if you're sitting. Really learning how to be present with what is in this moment and not making an effort to do too much else. Notice how your body's feeling. Where's the weight? What's the temperature? Is there a part of your body you can relax a little bit more, maybe the jaw or the belly? Can you let what's in your visual field in without having to look around for something to see? Just seeing what's there, hearing what's there, and feeling the sensation and temperature of what's there. Right now in this moment. And if you're walking, you continue to take small, slow steps, feeling into each movement, exploring it as if you've never explored it before. begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body and your mind are feeling. Notice how gentle and natural the flow of breath is. This is your natural state, and you're just learning how to let yourself be there. Take a few deep breaths now, letting everything go. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about classes, stress relief, meditation, coaching, all that good stuff. So hopefully you're going to get out there and take a walk or whatever your activity is and add a little bit more mindfulness to it this week. Thank you for listening and wishing you peace along your way today.